at the local community pool, two fine ladies laid back in long beach chairs. Seated, comfortable, bronzing their bodies in the beaming sun. Though ladies was almost certainly much too petite of a term, these were women, big women at that. From head to toe, that being nearly 8 feet high, they were both studded in a thick layer of muscle. They weren't bodybuilders either. Their bulky frames simply granted them an excess of strength. With the pairs of long, curvy horns on their head, it made their relaxed demeanors a relief for anyone who crossed their path. Of course, with anything big, there was always something bigger.
Seriously, have you ever seen someone that tall before? Must have been as big as a house.
Personal opinion, once you start hitting building size, I think I get the right to call you a straight-up monster.
Not in front of her face, I hope.
Oh, heavens no. Don't need to get stomped on today. Thanks.
Both continued their back and forth with one another. Over from inside the pool, a head of pitch black hair emerged. A sulking face was attached to it, having heard everything from beneath water level. While her prowess in all things aquatic was unmatched, her size was lacking in many respects. She leapt onto the pavement, approaching with a thick chip on her shoulder. A wet path was left behind her, as drips of chlorine fell off of her grayish-green wetsuit.
Hey there!
Both stopped to offer her a passing glance.
I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. It sounds amazing! Wish I could have seen her myself. Just out of curiosity, how big was she?
Well, it would be hard to give you an exact figure.
Yeah, just hop onto the nearest roof. You'll probably see her from there.
The stranger's mouth subtly furled, and her left eye twitched for a split second. After sucking in a deep breath, she blew hard into her thumb. Her stomach immediately billowed out, swelling up in size like a beach ball, but in all other senses, it was more like latex. It soon touched the ground, and she made sure to roll forward onto it. This way, her continued efforts would push her higher off the ground. Now laying nearly face to face with the two, she asked.
She was around this size, right?
I have a few questions.
Pfft, not even close. She'd probably just punch you like a football.
Not surprising. Redoubling her efforts, the stranger once again blew into her thumb. It only took a couple of seconds for her to surpass the height of the other two. The squeezed orb beneath continuing to lift her higher. Like several air mattresses stacked atop one another, she raised higher. Taller. Bigger. If she could grow bigger than whoever these two were describing, even if it was just for a moment, she would be satisfied.
How about now?
She laid there, defiantly. Now, twice her former height, the rest of her had visibly swollen up too. Her legs and arms sunken into her body, while her chest and hips had flattened out into broad surfaces. This almost accentuated her former petiteness.
It's just not feasible to blow yourself up like this. Especially not someone who was so small to begin with.
The mention of small, in particular, seemed to grate at her. Going from simply big, to huge, to gigantic, she now undoubtedly towered over the other two, showering them in a whirlwind of rubbery and increasingly worrying squeaks.
You should probably stop now.
Oh, and why's that?
The stranger attempted to cross her arms, but soon gave up and let them hang by her sides.
I just think you wouldn't want to. You know what happens when you blow a balloon up too much.
She thinks you can't get any bigger!
Well, I'll be happy to prove her wrong.
As she stretched herself out even thinner, one of the women started backing away. The other was much too eager to see how much longer this charade would go for. Her entire body groaned with each breath, ready to tip over the edge at any moment. Now, unable to even reach her hand to her mouth, she had resorted to simply sucking in as much air as possible.
Was she this big?
Truthfully, there was a very good chance that she had finally surpassed her one-sided rival's height. Nonetheless, she was met with a
Nah. Almost. She was maybe just a smidge taller.
Unable to hold any more, the frog girl burst in a fashion that somehow both fully expected, yet still surprising for how loud it was. Little ribbons fluttered down from overhead, covering nearly the entire pool yard in tiny pieces of rubber. One of the bovine eventually emerged from hiding in the changing room.
Why do you always take these things too far?
Turning and smirking, the other gave a very nonchalant answer.
It's just fun to see people try the impossible. You know,